Welcome back to the Taurus Nest Based Podcast. In today's episode, Tara and I talk about happiness or success. Don't forget to follow us on the podcast, on Instagram, and on TikTok at Taurus Nest Based.
If you only had like one option, right?
Okay.
You could either choose to be happy or you could either choose to be successful. What would you choose? Did you really think about this? Like, you could have all the happiness in the world, right? Be like, you go to Pine and Zappy. Right? Like, that level of extended happiness.
Okay.
Or, and have no success. None of your dreams come true. Ooh. Like, you can still have the job that you have, but, like, none of your goals, none of your aspirations. You're just, like, an ordinary citizen. Okay.
Okay.
Versus... so successful.
This is really hard for me.
All your dreams, your wildest dreams, everything that you want to do, everything that you want to achieve, it happens. Like, everything that you've ever wanted comes to, but you are not happy.
Oh,
which do you choose?
Okay. I know my answer, but I'm going to give first a little elaboration. Okay.
Elaborate.
So, you know how I want to become a doctor, right?
Mm.
Doctors make a lot of money anyway.
Mm.
Like, if you open your own practice, you make quick money, really fast.
Also because you want to become a gynecologist, like, women are all over.
Yeah, and like, if you open your own practice, you have your own office, you have your own thing going for you, you can make real fast money. Like, I know a lot of doctors still don't take cards because they want, like, hard cash right there. They're going home with that cash literally in their pocket. You're making the money.
Low-key illegal. Because, like, I mean, unless you're filing that guy, SARS is going to come after you.
Anyway, so you can still, like, be successful. So, like, that's just, like, basic, right? But I don't think that would make me happy because I feel like I want to achieve a lot more.
I just, like, I want it all.
I want it all. Okay. And this leads to my answer. I would choose success. Reason being is I could be the most successful person in the world, and even if I didn't have to make this choice, I still wouldn't be happy. I would never be happy with what I've done. I would always want to do more. So I'm just gonna choose success anyway. You know, yeah. My answer is success. What's your answer?
I want success.
Okay.
Like that, it's not even a question in my mind. Because the thing is, I feel like I will only truly be happy once I am successful.
That's what
I know that. Like, people are like, oh my god, that's such a toxic mindset. Like, okay, and that's a toxic mindset. And
at least I'm successful.
At least I'm successful.
That is genuinely having a life and being in this world, like, the only way to really make it is to be successful.
I have such big goals and dreams and aspirations. And I really want to achieve all of that for, like, two main reasons. One, I want to do it for myself, right?
Mm.
Like, I really want to show myself and prove to myself that I can do it.
Yeah.
But also, too, I really want to show my parents,
yeah,
who literally think that I can become nothing without them.
Yeah.
That I am actually, in fact, everything that I told them I was going to be.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
That I am. I will never, ever forget. Oh, my God. This conversation I had with my dad, so, like, it's ingrained in my mind.
I also have a conversation I want to say.
So, I remember, because, like, okay, so, I say this a lot. If you know me personally, I've said this, like, multiple times. Like, what do I want to do?
Mm.
Like, long term, the end goal. I want to become the Secretary General of the United Nations.
Mm.
And I say that very confidently, and I say that with conviction for two reasons. One, it's going to happen.
It is going to happen.
And two, I know I could achieve it. Like, it's not like I...
it's not some, like, radical...
yeah, it's not some, like, convoluted idea that I just randomly thought of.
Yeah.
Like, it's not something that I just, like... thought of one night and be like, oh my god, that job title sounds cool, let me do that.
It's not fancy, like, words, it's an actual thing.
So I remember, like, my dad was, like, talking about it, and he was like, what do you want to do? And I said, like, as I usually said, I was like, I'm becoming Secretary General of the United Nations. Does this man not look at me and be like, oh well, I think you need to lower your expectations? And here's the thing, right? Like, I get that parents are supposed to get you to be realistic, and they're supposed to be like, oh, yeah, well, you know, you need to think long-term and all of that. But here's the thing. I'm not the type of person who says things and or does things very lightly.
Mm.
Like, do you know how much deep thought I've like put into this, do you know how much like research I've done? Like, why do you think one of my life goals this year was to improve my French? It's because while it's not a requirement to become the Secretary General of the UN, the Security Council has never approved a candidate who isn't fluent in French. How would I not know that if I hadn't done extensive research into this? And like when he told me that, I was just shocked. I was like, really? Really? Because the thing is, like, even if I didn't want to become the Secretary General of the United Nations anymore, I would still pursue it just to show this man. Mm. Like, actually.
Like, I got pretty close.
Like, actually, the very thing you said, I should lower my expectations. Mm. And you know what, it's not, like, I think specifically, like, any job, like, I don't necessarily think that you say things lightly.
Yeah.
But especially for the person that I am, like, I don't think, like, especially if I'm in the Secretary General of the United Nations, like, no one just says that randomly.
It's not some, like, random thing.
Yes, it isn't. It's not it's something random. It is specific. Very specific. Like, I would think that you would know me as a person to know that I've given it a lot of thought and I've really done research and like I know I can do it. It's not that I think I can do it. I know I can do it. And the fact that like they didn't have as much faith in me as I had in myself, I would do it just to show them. That's also my second reason for doing it. But like, I don't know. I feel like I just have such high hopes and dreams for myself that I will achieve one day. But I feel like I'm not going to be happy until I achieve it or some level closer.
Level closer. Okay. So like a dream, like dream would be director of the World Health Organization, right? But if we don't get there, and if for some reason I'm still in South Africa, for some deluded reason, or like even if I'm just like in England or like somewhere else in the world, okay, fine. Even if I wasn't the director of the World Health Organization, I would still want to have like my own like organization, foundation that like does the same thing I would have wanted to do, especially like helping women, especially like women's health and like really like owning it, you know. I think that's a really important thing. So even if I didn't get like that far, it's still something I would have wanted to do. And like the reason I chose success, pretty similar to you, it's like something to prove to like my family, especially because I feel like they have set out my whole life for me. Like one thing, I can't believe I'm saying this on here, but one thing my dad always says to me is that if you were born first, I would have had grandkids, or if you were born first, I would have been fetching my grandkids from school and not you. And I put that in my English oral. My teacher was shocked. Yeah, that was really hard to put in. And this whole expectation for me to like have a family, to like get married, to like settle down once, like this. In full support of me, like, studying, getting a job, like, achieving, like, this high level of success.
As long as that only leads to you getting
married. As long as it leads to me getting married, still having that family, still taking this, like, maternal role. And that's something I don't see myself in. So one of the reasons why, like, I want to get married so late, I don't want to have kids, besides the fact that I wouldn't be able to handle it, it's the fact that, like, I'm doing something that you didn't set out in my life, and I feel like that's really important. That's why I want to choose success over happiness.
I genuinely get that, because I think, especially both of us, right? Like, I think we come from families where there's like a lot of expectation, and there's a lot of debate about what you're gonna do and who you're gonna become.
Yeah,
and I think that it's a very common thing. I mean, in society today, that is like, oh my god, you can get a degree, you can work hard, you can be everything that you want to. As long as that equation includes like getting married and having kids. And here's my thing, and we've said this multiple times on this podcast, not everyone should be parents.
Not everyone should be parents. Like, I don't think I would be a good parent. I get annoyed by the smallest of things. Like, I get annoyed by mess. I get annoyed by noise. I get annoyed by someone breaking my damn sleep. And like, yeah, they'll be like, oh, but when you're a mother, you'll love your kids enough to understand. No, I won't. I can tell you now, I will not change my ways.
I feel like, especially, the thing is, like, but, like, you know what I hate? Is people are always like, oh my god, you're gonna change your mind. And you know what?
No, I'm not.
I'm not disregarding the fact that people change their mind. You can say you don't want kids. Like, it's your choice. Like, whether you change your mind now, whether you change your mind later. Like, that's
your prerogative. Or you don't change your mind.
That's your prerogative. You can do as and what you please. Like, because it's your body, it's your choice. But something that I hate is that the narrative is always, oh, you're going to change your mind.
You're going to want it at some point.
You're going to want it at some point, and not, regardless of the decision that you make, it's okay because it's your life and it's your choice. Like, that's what I hate. I absolutely hate that, because, like, my parents too, they always used to be like, oh, you'll change your mind, you'll change your mind. And I'm like, well, I though.
I don't think I will.
And I think that people who choose not to have kids and who really think about having kids and the implications of having kids know a lot more about what it takes to raise a child and what goes into raising a child than people who just have kids blindly. Because like, not everyone is meant to be a parent.
I know myself. I know myself. And if I were my parents, I would not survive with me. Like, I genuinely think I would survive.
It's not like we're bad kids.
It's not like we're bad kids, but like the emotional strain it takes on you. Like, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. Because your kids still need to end up not successful. Like, maybe they choose happiness instead of success. But
they
like,
need to be, like, functioning members of society.
Yeah, like, they can't be these, like, crazy, insane people that are, like, I don't know, like...
Making reckless choices. Not thinking about others.
Yeah, like, they can't be, like, abusive kids or, like, abusive teenagers or adults.
And I feel like yes, once you get older, like, who you are, like, there's... A lot of it doesn't necessarily fall on your parents, but falls on you as an individual. But the role your parents play always matters. And I think specifically with my parents, they were not meant to have kids so young. They were not meant to have kids as young as they did. They shouldn't have been allowed to have kids. Like, I genuinely, like, even with my brother, they still make some very questionable choices.
Yeah, I know that.
Like, even though my brother's 10 years younger than me, like, I look at my parents and I'm like, who let you do this?
Yeah.
But it's like,
this is not good.
Back then and even now, I feel like they didn't have the emotional capacity and the readiness and the knowledge. And just, I don't know, I feel like they both really had their own traumas that they hadn't healed from. And then they're like, oh no, I'm just going to do better than my parents. But like, and I hate that attitude and I hate that mindset.
Like, I'm having kids to be better than what my parents were.
But I feel like you first need to heal from that trauma. And you first need to heal from all of that before you bring another life into the world. Because then I feel like you put all of that on someone else. And like, I don't like that.
I agree.
I don't want to have kids for like two reasons. One, I don't really think I'm ever going to be emotionally stable enough to have children. Two, I also feel like it's a big responsibility. Like,
it is.
Having a child is a lifetime commitment. It's not just for 18 years. It's your whole life.
It is your whole life.
And I think you need... I'm going to say this. I'm selfish. Like, I don't think I can give of myself in that way.
I would choose my career over my family day.
And I feel like I don't see that for myself. I've never really been a maternal person. I've never, like, even when my brother was younger, like, yes, I happily helped and I happily did things for him. But, like, I could never see assuming myself that role. And I know myself and I know what isn't going to happen. And I know that's not the reality of the situation. Right?
And I feel like as a mother also, it just takes up a whole lot of your life.
And who you are as
a
person.
And who you are as a person. Because as soon as you have a kid, people are going to identify you as a mother first.
Yeah.
Before... doctor, lawyer, musician.
And that's okay if that's what you want.
Yeah.
But it's not for
but
anyone.
But if you don't want to be identified as a mother, do not have kids. It's okay.
You know what I hate? This narrative is like, oh yeah, but nowadays women can do it all. I don't want to do it all.
I don't want to do it all.
But you know what it takes to do it all?
I don't want to do it
because
all. I do not have the mental capacity to do it all. You know what's so funny? I can't do it all when it comes to school, gym, and a social life. How am I supposed to do it all with like, kid, work, gym,
husband,
God, and when men are such stupid idiots, I will not survive.
I feel like you don't have to do it all. And like, also, like, doing it all, it takes such a mental toll on you.
And like, yeah, it's like super impressive if you can do it all.
But
at the same time, it's like, oh my God, I will not like be disrespectful to you if you're not doing it all.
It's like,
it's your choice. All the respect for not doing it all.
It's your choice because it takes a lot. And I feel like women are sold this idea, right? That, oh my God, but why not have it all if you can? Because you know what it takes to have it all. No, like, let's think about this realistically.
Like the amount of debt you're going to be in first.
How expensive it is to have kids, guys.
Oh, my God, guys. No. You know what's so funny? It's like, we apply for universities now. This is when you realize that your life is so expensive.
Having kids, it's just a completely... It's a different ball game.
It is. No, 100%.
And I think you just need to think about the implications of bringing another life into this world. And for me, like, I know people are like, oh my God, your kids are going to make you so happy. I will find happiness in other ways.
Yeah.
I will find happiness in
I will find happiness in my success.
I agree. Okay, but then do you think we put success and, like, being successful on this pedestal and then when we reach it, we won't
you
be
see,
happy?
The thing with, like, success is, for me, is, like, I feel like even if I achieve my dream goal, I still feel like I... have like more to do and I feel like I'm never gonna be happy with that success.
True.
But I'll definitely be happier being this like successful person compared to a lot of other people.
True. I get that because I feel like even if like I'm like sad and successful, right, at least I'm successful. Like, and I know maybe that's not the most positive way to think about it, but if the way like I think about it,
that if that's what's gonna give your life value and importance, go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's really important.
We've spoken about this like in detail, right? But the thing is, like, okay, so the general idea is I actually want to be the director of the World Health Organization. Mm. I want to be the Secretary General of the UN. And together, we just really want to work. Guys, we want to start, like, the fifth wave of feminism.
Yeah.
That's essentially yeah. what we want to do. So, you know how, like, the first two waves was a lot of just, like, I don't want to say white feminism, mm. but white feminism, right? It was very much about furthering the interests of white women. The third wave of feminism was very much, it was a lot about reproductive healthcare rights mm. and it included some intersectionality, but not a lot. And then the fourth wave was very much like intersectionality and, you know, like being inclusive towards all women.
Mm.
And I feel like the fifth wave of feminism, at least what we've discussed and idealized in our minds, yeah. is we want to take all of that, right? All the, ooh. Everything from it's the first like, four waves, ooh. All of it. And
mix
we want
to
mix it together.
Remix.
God. Why did my side just like start craning when you said that? And we want to mix it all together. And we really want to implement, like, governmental change.
Yeah.
We want to write the political policies. Mm. We want to start the change in the country at a constitutional level.
Yeah.
We just want to further... Because, like, I feel like a lot of the change has been socially,
mm.
like, in society,
and
right?
not, like, constitutionally.
Not constitutionally. Like, the... Oh, my God. Like, you know how bad... Specifically, like, in terms of, like, women's health it is in Africa.
Oh,
like,
it's really bad. Like, oh,
female genital mutilation is, like, a yeah. massive thing. Like, reproductive healthcare rights are still under attack. Mm. Like, there's so many... like instances and so many disparities, specifically like in women's healthcare. Like Aisha and I are big feminists. Like yeah. we can have the word feminist tattooed on our
forehead. No, literally.
And that's like our dream and our goal is like we just want to uplift women. And yeah. when we say women, we mean all women.
All
okay.
women.
So like
don't come for us.
Don't come for us and don't be like don't be transphobic, guys.
Yeah.
Just don't. We can't stand to be bought yeah. to fuck. But we really that's what we want to do. And mm. I feel like and the thing is, it's not like we just woke up yesterday and we were like,
oh
this
yeah.
is what we do. But it's like, Aisha and I have been talking about this yeah. for like the longest time ever.
Yeah.
The longest time ever. But like, you know what, eh? People are like always like, oh yeah, but what's that going to take? And like, oh, you know, that's like a 1 in 1,000,000 chance. Who says we're not that 1 in 1,000,000?
Exactly.
Who says we aren't the 1%?
When, how old are we now? 12 years from now, you are going to see we are the 1 in 1,000,000.
We are. Well, listen, now, you're going to see that we are the 1 in 1,000,000. And we did everything we told you we were going to do.
Exactly.
Because I feel like we are so determined. No. The determination
also,
we
like
have is unmatched.
The fact that we like reach so high. Okay, so this is something I've been thinking about. If you set your goals like really high, okay? And if you achieve just under is also just as high, okay? But if you set your goals like really low and you achieve just under that, that's really low then. You know what I'm saying? So you might as well shoot high and get closer to the high than shoot low and be realistic.
True. But I also feel like our goals are, it's not that our goals are unrealistic. I think it's going to take a lot of time and it's going to take a lot of hard work. But we're willing, guys.
We're willing to dedicate
20 years of our lives
no,
in order
literally.
To like bridge the inequality gap.
No, literally.
We are for it.
Yeah.
We are for it.
Yeah, we are here for
it. I feel like our goal, not necessarily like we want to be famous, but we want to be in history textbooks.
Yeah. Like, put me in a textbook.
Yes. Like,
I think that's really cool.
Make them study my biography.
Yeah.
Make them study my life.
I want to be the thing that's been studied in a literature class.
Yes.
That's really
like,
cool.
Like, analyze her quotes. Analyze the things she said. You know, like, when, like, we write essays and
yeah.
we quote people.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like, someone quoting you
that's
in, like,
so
an essay.
Cool. That's so cool.
Like,
cool.
as Aisha Sibda once said. That's so cool.
That's insane.
That's what I want.
I
want
to be in people's essays. Ooh.
And, like, I want, like, the good kind of news articles written about
me.
Yeah. Like, you know?
Yeah. I'm not about this whole TikTok life.
No. We're trying to be TikTokers. Although we are trying to monetize our podcasts in that manner. Although we are trying to gain traction on TikTok in order to get more podcast listeners. But that's not for TikTok fame, guys. That's
yeah,
just
that's
we want
just
the podcast to take off.
Yeah, we need it. Yeah, we need
and
it.
And I feel like, especially with us, like, when I say Aisha and I, all we do is, like, we sit and we talk about, like, business ideas. Oh, the other day we were literally like, we're going to start a company.
Yeah. Like, we're like, when this podcast becomes a bigger thing,
we're going to start a media company
around it. And then, like, oh, yes, guys.
Like, we're going to start a media company and we're going to, like, have CDs made about our lives
yeah.
and help other people start podcasts and a website and a blog.
And like, our own products.
Yes, I'm like, Guys, like, that's that's what we talk about, like, yeah, all the time. But I feel like
it's so is like the concept of success something that's like ingrained in
you.
I was gonna ask, like, why do you think that is, like, in terms of like how you grew up? Why does that make sense?
I feel like, especially this links back to my everything links back to my parents, guys. Like, I'm resolved childhood trauma. Yo, a case for the books. But I think specifically my whole life, a lot of people around me have underestimated me and undermined me, specifically when it comes to my parents. Like, oh, it just grates on my soul. Like, they always, like, never used to, like, take me seriously and never, like, would always be like, oh my god, oh yeah, like, you're a child. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you're not, like, doing anything that special. Mm. You're not doing anything that great. And the reality is, if you look at me, and you look at, like, other 17-year-olds.
Yeah.
I, like, not to 100%. Brag. Not to brag, but I think I've done quite a bit in my 17 years of life. In my 17 years of existence. And I think that just, oh, especially with my dad, like, growing up, like, he always used to be like, oh, yeah, well, you're just 17. You know nothing about the real world. You know nothing about life. Mm. And I feel like I hate that narrative and I hate that argument because, okay, yeah, we're 17. But I think specifically our generation
knows a lot more about what's firstly going on in the world. Yeah.
But I think we also have such a, like, a greater grasp on, like, the things that are happening and how things affect us in, like, because we live in an age of globalization, right? Everything is interconnected. And I think we have such a great understanding of everything that's happening around us.
Mm.
And that we are so much more knowledgeable at our age than, like, our parents were at our age.
100%.
And yes, they lived in different times and under different circumstances. And I'm fully aware of that. But I think, like, oh, I don't know. I just feel like
our understanding of, like, these, like, worldly issues. And, like, yeah, we're at, like, a young age. It's like, oh, what can you understand? We understand a bit.
We understand quite a bit.
It's actually not that complicated.
It isn't. And I feel like if you do enough research and you do enough readings, like, you can understand a lot of systemic issues and a lot of social issues. And the thing is, it's not that we just understand that. Like, we have come up with ideas. And, like, we think we know how we could change it. And you know what? Why shouldn't we be able to die?
Exactly.
Like, we let it currently, I mean, with the issue going on.
Are you thinking of better ideas?
Are you? I mean, currently looking at the entire, like, Russia-Ukraine crisis, like, we're literally eating the future of our hands in, like, six old white men's hands.
Yeah, no, literally.
Like, and I think history has just been a lot of old white men making decisions. Why can't two young women of color
exactly
make the decisions?
Exactly.
Why can we not?
Tori and I were literally talking about this. We were like, we need to get, like, Vladimir there and, like, a few other guys and be like, listen here.
Vladimir, I think
we need to, like, talk about this toxic masculinity. I think we need to sort this out. Maybe you'll calm down. We can sort the world's issues with having a discussion about toxic masculinity.
I've just been on this whole trip. Like, since this entire issue has started, since the entire conflict started between Russia and Ukraine, Ashi's entire, like, point, the point she always makes, she's like, this links back to toxic masculinity, guys.
Men are just out here for control, okay? And this is, like, deep-rooted in the patriarchal society which we have grown up in.
The more I'm like, Vladimir's off the oil. The more I'm like, guys, this is about money. And I'm like, planning things. This is about oil. This is about money. This is about
that
me not wanting to relinquish
the money
to
and the control and how he wants to be this big, powerful character in inverted commas. Toxic masculinity, guys.
You know what, I should relate everything to toxic masculinity.
It's a pure talent.
Literally, I'm like, power, control. Like, he doesn't want to relinquish. Like, he wants to, like, I don't want to say form another Eastern Bloc, because, I mean, he's not trying to restart the Soviet Union. But, like, that's what he wants. He really wants to become, like, an all-powerful dictator in the East. I'm just like, you know, it's the toxic masculinity within him. Like, imagine you had to tell him that.
He'd be like, what? Shoot you.
Oh my god, he'd poison you. That's not funny, guys. When the oligarchs got poisoned, I literally said, I should this article with the oligarch getting poisoned. About the oligarchs getting poisoned. And our negotiators were also poisoned. And I was like, this man literally did the exact same thing to Alexei Navalny. He did the exact same. When Alexei Navalny was on that plane to Germany, he did the exact same thing to him. Like, why are we not connecting the dots?
No.
What were we even talking about?
I have no idea.
This always happens. We always ramble onto, like, world issues.
This is, again, really random. But do you think, like, I can't believe I'm asking this, but poison, right, is, like, not a cheap way of killing someone. But, like, more of, like, a I don't really feel like I don't really feel like facing you. I'm just gonna poison your teeth.
I mean, but also, I feel like
it's also a good, like, not like a secret thing. It's hard to trace. Because, that's
like,
the thing.
Who put the poison there? Like, how exactly. Are you gonna prove it? You know?
Exactly. Whereas, like, if someone shot you,
and also you wouldn't know because, like, someone just collapses.
Yeah,
like shooting them is one thing. But then you must still get them to the hospital. They must still run tests, and then by then the person's probably dead. And then all they need to do is pay off the doctors.
Yeah.
I feel like it's less messy.
Yeah.
To poison someone. Okay, but success. How do we get to Vladimir Putin from success or happiness? But do you think you could enjoy success if you're not happy?
I generally feel like I've made, like, such a big thing of, like, being successful in my life. And not just from, like, wanting to achieve, like, my goals in the future, but, like, the success I have now in terms of, like, my academics and, like, all the other things that, like, I'm doing in my life. Like, yeah. I feel like success has always been, like, such a big thing in my life.
Because, like, I think neither of us could be happy if we're not successful.
Yeah.
Like, that's not something that's going to happen. But, like, could you enjoy success?
Because, like, you know how we're always like, I just want to be happy. But, like, when I deeply think about it, my happiness would come from me doing really well at school. Like,
academic, I've said this before and I will continue to say it, academic validation is a drug. Academic validation is like a drug. And I think,
and like, once you're on it, you can't come off it.
And I think that's why we strive so hard to be successful, is because, like, we're so used to this, like, feeling and the rush we get, like, when you get a good mark or you do well in a test. And, like, oh my god, like, like, I'm that girl.
Yeah.
I'm that girl. You know that, like, TikTok audio of Megan Thee Stallion being like, you know, sometimes you're that girl, you just know that you're that girl and you have no other choice but to be that girl.
Yeah.
Like, that's how we feel when we get a good mark.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why we want to be successful so badly.
I feel like, since I was, like, a very young age, like, my validation was from my success.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in, like, society, in, like, my family, mm-hmm. I was always validated by my success.
Yeah.
You know? And now that I'm like, oh, you know, maybe they're not validating me by my success, but it's something that's been so ingrained, and it's, like, something how I felt when I was younger, that it's, like, even if someone's proud of me for doing the bare minimum, I wouldn't be proud of me. For doing the bare minimum.
But then also, like, to us, the bare minimum
is, it's like,
way above the ground.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really interesting, because I think we have such high expectations of ourselves. How, like, we have a vision and, like, a plan. Like, where are we going to be in 10 years?
That's really scary.
I genuinely think, despite all the trials and tribulations of life, because life is non-linear, it's a roller coaster, but I genuinely think we're gonna achieve everything that we want to. Guys, like, we're going to win that Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes, we will.
We're going to win the Nobel Peace Prize. You're just going to see us stopping wars.
Yeah.
You know, when the first wave of feminism starts, we're going to be the faces of the new age of feminism. Us.
Exactly. When you're making, like, mood boards, and when you making, we're doing, like, a memory project now, and I put Malala on mine. 10-15 years from now, you're going to put my face on your memory box.
Because, like, I'm going to be your inspiration. Like,
my animation will be on Canva.
Like, I made a vision board with, like, all the people I look up to. Like, I will be on vision board. We will be in history textbooks.
That's really cool.
We will. I believe in us.
That is really cool.
I think I believe in our success, like, more than anything else.
I agree. Like, I don't think I'm going to find love. I don't think I'm going to find anything else. I know I'm going to find success.
I know that. So, we are going to be successful.
We are.
And you are going to follow our podcast. Because why wouldn't you follow our podcast?
Exactly.
Guys, if you listen to our podcast, like, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, like, there's this little button that says follow. If you click it.
Just click on the button.
And then it's going to say follow.
Click on the button. You're right here anyway.
You're right here.
You're, like, right
here. We know you're listening. You know what I hate? Is that all the people want to listen to our podcast in secret, but they don't want to follow us on Instagram. They don't want to follow us on TikTok. They don't want to follow the podcast.
The Instagram thing's really annoying, because you know we have it. You know we have it.
We can literally
see it. We know who's viewing
guys,
it.
Guys, we can see you listening to the podcast. We can see you viewing
just
our Instagram stories.
Just follow.
Don't be like that.
Press follow.
Please follow us. You know, follow our success.
Yes, just follow our success.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to follow us on all platforms at What Is Knows Best.